Oh, hello, and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and yes, it is that time of the year again. Ho, 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 and a Merry Christmas to you and your kin. You know, I'm so glad that you decided to spend your Christmas here with us when you could be playing out in the snow and kissing someone underneath the mistletoe. Wait, most of you don't see snow during this season. And mistletoe? That's not the true meaning of Christmas. So then what is? Well, the name of our lesson is The Christmas Story. Now, what characters are involved in the Christmas story? See if you can count them. Also, see if you can answer this question. What kind of father was Joseph? I'm sure he was a great dad, but here's the question again. What kind of father was Joseph? There is an adjective that describes him in our lesson today. So open up your magazine and let's get started.
The Christmas Story. The most important gift for the world. Over 2,000 years ago, an angel appeared to a young woman named Mary. He announced that she would give birth to a baby. God would be the father of that baby boy. An angel also appeared to Joseph, the man who would be the boy's earthly father. Both Mary and Joseph realized they would be the parents of a very special child. Sometime later, the government decided to take a census. For this reason, Joseph and Mary had to go from Nazareth to Joseph's hometown of Bethlehem.
Hi everyone, Merry Christmas. 今天第一个重点我们看 census 这个名词 C-E-N-S 这个字根有审判的意思 所以census 是指官方的人口统计或者是户口普查 注意它的复数形式字尾 加上ES 变成 censuses 例如 recent censuses have shown a shift in population from suburbs to cities 最近的人口统计显示人口从郊区移动到都市 或者是 the city government will conduct a door-to-door census next year 市政府会在明年执行挨家挨户式的人口普查 接下来我们看的是hometown这个名词 hometown是指家乡或故乡 例如 after the war was over, the soldiers returned to their hometowns to be with their families 战争结束之后,这些士兵回到家乡与家人团聚 或者是 even though Doris was born in the U.S., she considers Taipei her hometown. 虽然 Doris 出生在美国, 但是她认为台北是她的家乡。 或者是 most Chinese people go back to their hometowns to celebrate Lunar New Year. 大多数的中国人都会返乡庆祝农历新年。
Well, thank you so much, Michelle. And friends, everybody, Rebecca and I would like to represent Studio Classroom by wishing everybody a
Merry Christmas.
Yes. So today we're going to take a look at the Christmas story, which, what does it include? Rebecca, is it about Santa Claus?
Gabe. Of course not. The meaning of Christmas involves Jesus. Baby Jesus was born to Mary and Joseph. And you know, he's the king of the world. He came to save the entire world.
Exactly. And he came wearing a hat just like this. Isn't that right?
No, Gabe. You're getting your stories mixed up.
Right. Well, it is fun to wear Christmassy things like these Christmas or Santa hats. But of course, the real meaning of Christmas is what our lesson is all about. And it's what's on the front cover of your magazine.
Yes, right here we have Mary, Joseph, and Baby Jesus. Well, our lesson does begin, the most important gift for the world. And what or who is this most important gift? Of course, it's Baby Jesus, and that is the meaning of Christmas.
All right, so what is the history here? Well, that's what our story is about. Over 2,000 years ago, an angel appears to a young woman named Mary. Okay, maybe you've heard this story many times, especially if you go to church, but try it for a new time today. Of course, we're talking about it in English. Now, an angel appeared to Mary. What does it mean to appear to somebody?
Well, if you appear to someone, that just means that you suddenly show up. And so, like in our lesson, this angel wasn't there, and then the angel showed up to Mary.
Yeah, or perhaps the angel was there. Perhaps there are angels all around us, but they don't appear to us, okay? We can't see them. But this angel has now appeared to Mary. So what happened? He announced that she would give birth to a baby. And before we continue on, I just want to say, do you know what the name of that angel was, Rebecca?
Let me think. My goodness.
How well do you know the Christmas story? This is a little quiz for you. The angel, what?
Okay. The angel's name.
I'll give you a hint.
Gabriel.
Exactly. Just like all Gabriels you know are angels.
But Gabriel, you are not an angel. 你不是天使.
Very, very nice. That's good for you to practice your Chinese. That was good. Okay, so no, I am not an angel, but the angel Gabriel did appear to Mary 2,000 years ago. Wait a minute, 2,000 years ago?
Uh-huh.
Is there a word for, like, you know, I know we have a word for 100 years. That's a century. 10 years is a decade.
Wait, are you thinking of millennium?
Exactly.
Yes, that's it. I was right.
Exactly. So, millennium is a singular 1,000 years. Or if you're talking about many millennia, that means many 1,000 years.
Right. So, since this angel appeared to Mary 2,000 years ago, then we thought it would be appropriate to teach you the words millennium mm-hmm. and millennia. Anyway, back to this angel. He announced that she, Mary, would give birth to a baby. God would be the father of that baby.
Hmm.
And then what happened?
Okay, an angel also appeared to Joseph. We're not sure if it's the angel Gabriel or not. But the man who would be the boy's earthly father, that is, Joseph would be the boy's earthly father. Now, that is the answer to the question that I asked earlier. So what kind of father was Joseph, Rebecca?
Let me say, right there it says, Joseph was the boy's earthly father.
Exactly.
It's right there on the screen.
Right, so of course in the previous paragraph we know that God is the father of Jesus, okay?
Uh-huh.
But on earth, Joseph would be his dad, okay? He's his earthly father. We want to talk about that word earthly because it means of the world, and we use it especially in contrast to the word heavenly.
Right. So I guess another word that I often think about is like the word worldly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he likes a lot of worldly things. He likes a lot of earthly things.
Mm-hmm.
But typically when I hear the word earthly, I do kind of think in terms of earthly father
right.
and heavenly father.
Right. And heavenly father, that's sometimes what we call God. He is our heavenly father or our father in heaven. Okay. Both Mary and Joseph realized they would be the parents of a very special child. And then what happened? Sometime later, the government decided to take a census to see how many people lived there. For this reason, Joseph and Mary had to go from Nazareth to Joseph's hometown of Bethlehem.
That's right. Well, I love this story. But right now, it's time to learn something new in the
InfoCloud.
Hello friends, welcome to InfoCloud. Christmas is a major holiday in the U.S. and other parts of the world, and with this holiday come unique decorations that you don't really see during other times of the year.
Of course, many of us are familiar with Christmas trees and stockings, but one common decoration you might not recognize is the nativity. First, what does the word nativity mean?
Well, the word simply means birth or the circumstances surrounding someone's birth. But in the U.S., the word nativity with a capital N refers specifically to the birth of Jesus Christ.
Many unusual events surrounded the birth of Jesus, so it was a very notable nativity. And since Christmas celebrates the birth of Jesus, many people put out displays which depict those events.
So nativity doesn't just refer to Jesus' birth, but also to the depiction of his birth. A simple nativity set includes baby Jesus in a manger, his mother Mary, Joseph, a shepherd, an angel, and some animals. All of these figures are usually inside a stable with a star above it.
Larger nativity sets might also include a larger number of shepherds and animals, as well as several kings or wise men with gifts for baby Jesus. And if you visit the U.S. during Christmas time, you might even see live nativity sets with real animals and real people dressed like the figures in the nativity.
我们先来看 nativity 这个字，字典会告诉我们它表示出生、诞生。但是在美国 ，nativity 如果用大写的 N 就表示耶稣的诞生，因此在圣诞节的期间就常会看到这个字。这个字呢也常用来表示耶稣诞生的场景，因此在美国的圣诞节常会看到 nativity set 诞生的布置，也就是一个小婴孩耶稣身上包着布卧在 manger 马槽里，那它的周围呢有玛利亚、约瑟、shepherds 牧羊人以及 wise men 来自东方的博士，人们用这个布置的马槽来庆祝耶稣降世。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Okay, are you ready, Rebecca?
Oh, I'm ready.
Oh, welcome back to Studio Classroom. We are learning about the Christmas story. Mm-hmm. So Rebecca and I thought it would be fun to dress like some of the characters from the Christmas story.
I'm Mary.
And I'm Joseph.
But where's baby Jesus? Is this baby Jesus?
No. Actually, Jesus is in my heart.
Oh, Jesus is in my heart, too.
Well, let's continue learning about the Christmas story.
Oh, well.
The Christmas story. For Mary, it was a very long and difficult trip. She walked or rode on a donkey for 111 kilometers. When the couple finally arrived, it was time for the baby to be born. But all of the inns were full. They finally found a place to stay where farm animals were kept. There, among smelly animals, the Son of God was born. Mary and Joseph named him Jesus, just as the angels had instructed them.
OK, 继续我们看 inn 这个名词。inn 是指客栈或小旅店。例如 we booked an inn close to the lake. 我们在一个靠近湖的小旅店订了房间。或者是 the inn only has 10 rooms, but they're clean and cozy. 这家小旅店只有10个房间但是很干净温馨。inn 和 hotel 以及 motel, M-O-T-E-L 不太一样。一般来说 inn 的规模都比较小而 hotel 旅馆的规模就比较大。而 motel 汽车旅馆通常都有车位让车子可以停在房间的外面。最后我们看的是 instruct 这个动词 ,in 这个字首在这里是指进入 ,struct 这个字根有建立的意思。所以 instruct 进去建立在这里是指吩咐命令或者是指示。例如 the lawyer was instructed by his client to sue the pharmaceutical company.这位律师的客户已经指示他要向这家药商提出法律诉讼。Instruct 也可以指教或者指导。例如 the trainer instructed his student on how to use the fitness equipment. 教练教他的学生如何使用这些健身器材。And now let's get back to our teachers.
That's right, sporting the Joseph coat. Oh, hey, thank you so much, Michelle. So Joseph and Mary went to Joseph's hometown, Bethlehem, because the government was taking a census. And now that's where we left off. We read, "For Mary, it was a very long and difficult trip." Why do you think that was?
Well, our lesson says, she walked or rode on a donkey for 111 kilometers. But the reason why this was especially difficult for Mary was that she was expecting a baby. She was pregnant.
Exactly. It's not easy for a person to travel when they're pregnant.
Mm-mm.
You know, even if it's in a car or in an airplane, right? But can you think about having to go on foot or on the back of a donkey for 111 kilometers? That sounds like a bumpy ride.
And she was very close to giving birth to that baby.
Well, that is true. Now, Rebecca, have you seen a donkey before?
Oh, I have seen a donkey before, yes.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
So here's Mary. She's riding on a donkey. What do you think about donkeys? They're kind of like horses, right?
Well, they're kind of like horses, but they're a little different. I mean, they're kind of cute, but the donkey I saw was kind of dirty and maybe a little smelly.
Right. And perhaps the donkey that Mary rode was also like that. We don't know. However, this was not the most pleasant journey. We read, "When the couple finally arrived, it was time for the baby to be born." Okay. Now, if a baby is going to be born, I guess what is the day for when a baby is going to be born?
Okay, so we would call that the due date. So the doctor might give the mom to be a due date and say, okay, so your baby is expected to be born on such and such date, right? But sometimes the baby comes before the due date or after the due date.
Right. And it's generally, of course, around 9 months. So those of you mothers out there who are about to give birth or who are going to give birth sometime in the future, talk about this in English. When is your due date? Well, let's continue here. But all of the inns were full, okay? So they went to try to find a place to stay and have the baby, but all of the inns were full. That means inns are a kind of hotel, right? Now, now what does it mean? Isn't there a word for like when there's no more room?
Yes, Gabe, I know what you're thinking of. You're thinking of the two words, no vacancy.
Exactly, no vacancy. That means there are no rooms available.
So at the hotel, or at this particular hotel, there is no vacancy for the entire weekend. I guess it was a pretty busy weekend.
Yeah, that's right. Now, friends, you see that word vacancy there. There's a related word, an adjective, vacant. And if you've ever flown on an airplane, you might have seen that word on the bathroom handle, right? If it's vacant, that means you can use it. Or if it's not vacant, you might see the word occupied. That means somebody else is using it.
Yes. If you travel on a train, you might see those words on the bathroom door as well. Well, let's continue on with our lesson. They finally found a place to stay where farm animals were kept. So did they find a barn?
Yeah, probably. Maybe it was a barn or a common word that we use around Christmas time to describe a place where animals are kept is a stable. So that's where animals are kept and where they are fed, in a stable.
And that's where we keep our horses. We keep our horses in the stable.
And so traditionally, Mary and Joseph, they found a stable to stay in and have the baby. But the Bible doesn't say it was a stable, but it might have been something like that, a place where the animals were kept.
That's right. Well, there among smelly animals, the Son of God was born. Mary and Joseph named him Jesus, just as the angels had instructed them. So the Son of God wasn't born in a nice hotel or a nice inn. Mm-mm. He was born in a stable with smelly animals.
Yeah, he wasn't born in a fancy palace or anything like that. You know, it seems like it would have been quite a challenge for Mary and Joseph to accept this.
Well, speaking of a challenge, it's time for the
SC Challenge. Yes!
Hey, everyone, it's time for the SC Challenge. And look who's joining us today. This is...
Albert. Hello, everyone.
Hey, Albert. It's been a long time since you've done the SC Challenge.
Yeah, I mean, like a couple months.
Yes, so it's been quite a long time. Yeah. So we're glad that you are back. Well, today's lesson is about the Christmas story.
Oh, are I you love Christmas.
Yeah, you like Christmas?
I love Christmas. Even I'm Taiwanese, I still love Christmas.
Are you familiar with the Christmas story?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Sounds like you're ready for a challenge,
yeah,
then.
I hope so.
So, the first question is, what appeared to Mary? A, an angel. B, a donkey. C, a giant. Or D, a baby boy.
That would be funny if there's a donkey appeared to Mary. But that's A. The answer is A, an angel.
The correct answer is A, an angel.
Yeah.
That's right. Great job, Albert. 1 point for you.
Thank you.
Number two, what was the name of Jesus' mother and father? Would that be A, Mary and John, B, Megan and Joseph, C, Mary and Joseph, or D, Martha and Jack?
I think you all know the answer. It's C, Mary and Joseph, right?
Excellent job, Albert. You know the story.
I know the story.
Last question.
Last question.
Where was Jesus born? A, a hotel. B, a house. C, a manger. Or D, a bedroom.
You know what? I think about it when I was a kid. Uh-huh. Really, I wish it's in the hotel because... Yeah, living in a hotel is very good, right?
Yeah, so you wish that baby Jesus was born in a hotel.
Yeah, because he's a king. He's uh-huh. our king. So I really wish he can born in a hotel. But I think the answer is C,
You think the answer is C?
I think everyone knows the answer is C, not just me.
The correct answer is C, a manger. That manger. Is where baby Jesus was born. Well, I love the Christmas story. I also love Christmas.
There's... And we love Jesus.
And we love Jesus. That's right. Well, thank you, Albert, for joining us.
Thank you. Thank
you. Got 100%. And thank you, friends. We'll see you next time.
Well, you know something I think is really interesting about this story is that God provided a place for his son to be born. And that it wasn't the place that Mary and Joseph envisioned, but actually, that reminds me that even though some things don't go the way that I plan, it's still in God's perfect plan.
That's right. God always has a plan. Well, friends, thank you for joining us today, and come back tomorrow as we continue the Christmas story right here on Studio Classroom.
We'll see you then. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times, a friend cares at all times, a friend endures at all times, a good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend lasts a lifetime.